This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, once again, welcome to Lifestyle, a program that is dedicated to revive the concepts, the teachings, the beautiful practices of our beautiful religion, Islam, as brought by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The main intention is to make Islam our way of life truly in action, inshallah. So that's why we named the program Lifestyle. Before we proceed, inshallah ta'ala, remember we're broadcasting on several pages on Facebook, Wael Ibrahim page, Life Deen Pakistan, Connect Institute Karachi, and Connect Institute Global, as well as inshallah after the video is recorded, inshallah will be uploaded on the Aware Academy of, the Aware Academy Global on YouTube channel, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Today, inshallah ta'ala, I picked the topic of service, al-khidma in Arabic, serving humanity at large, serving your family members, serving your neighbors, serving the people who are in desperate need, the orphans, the masakeen. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, that we have taken a covenant with the children of Israel, that you should not worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and after worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after fulfilling your main purpose of existence, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to offer service to Allah through ibadah, right after that, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and to your parents, you must do perfectly good. You must serve them to the best of your ability. وَذِلْ قُرْبَ, then after that, your relatives. So first serve Allah through worship, then serve your parents, then serve your relatives. وَذِلْ قُرْبَ وَالْيَتَامَ, and the orphans, subhanAllah, those orphans who grew up or will grow up without their actual parents, subhanAllah, or maybe they have lost one of them. I just came from Turkey, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago, and subhanAllah al-Azim, one of the things that we have seen and touched our heart the most is visiting orphanages where young children as young as 5, 6, 7, 8, maximum I think 12 years of age, have lost either their parents, their fathers in Syria, and then they were brought to Turkey, or they have lost their both parents in the earthquake, in the damage that took place in Turkey, subhanAllah, and part of Syria. And we have looked just into the life of these young men and women, subhanAllah al-Azim. Our hearts were crying because these children did not want us to leave. They didn't want us to leave, subhanAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it a priority that we should serve those who have lost their parents, the orphans, subhanAllah, to an extent that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if you even wipe your hand over the hair of an orphan, all your sins will be forgiven, subhanAllah al-Azim. Look at to what extent, just wiping or tapping his head or her head, all your sins will be wiped out, subhanAllah, erased completely. Wal masakeen, and those who are needy, those who are poor and don't have the mean to survive on their own, subhanAllah. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, and on the top of that, you have to also speak to people with ihsan. Husna comes from the same root, ihsan, with perfection, with beauty, to make them feel excellent. Service is something that is absolutely a lifestyle of a believer. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the heart, the ability to serve humanity. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what? خَيْرُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعَهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ, the best of mankind are those who are most beneficial to mankind. Now, here the Prophet ﷺ did not single out the Muslim ummah to be served only, but he said, An-nas, khayrun nas, the best of mankind. Those best could be now either Muslims or non-Muslims, remember. Khayrun nas, the best of people are those who are most beneficial to other people. SubhanAllah, it's a very, very general yet profound narration of the Prophet ﷺ. Remember, my brothers and sisters in Islam, the children of Israel, in the ayah that I've recited earlier, they did not honor the command, they did not honor the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by fulfilling this duty of taking care of their own people. In fact, they have killed their own people, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't do like them, do something absolutely better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. In another beautiful narration, Hadith Qudsi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah said, or Allah will say on the day of judgment to some people, that why didn't you visit me? I was sick and you did not visit me. And such people will answer, Ya Allah, you are the Lord of the entire creation. How could you fall sick? You say, didn't you know that my servant such and such was sick? And had you visited him, you would have found me there. You would have found me there. SubhanAllah, so service here includes what? Visiting those who are ill. Because when people are sick, they are in the most vulnerable state of their lives. They come to a reality that how weak human beings are. So we better be humble, SubhanAllah. So when you visit them, you become humble like them. You look at them and say, Ya Allah, forgive us for our shortcoming. Ya Allah, grant them, cure, grant them a fast recovery, and ask those vulnerable people to pray for you in return, because one of the du'as that most likely to be accepted is the du'a of those who are sick, SubhanAllah Azim. The hadith continues, Allah will say on the day of judgment, oh, such and such individual, I was hungry and you didn't feed me. Allah will speak like that, SubhanAllah. And the people say, Ya Allah, you are the provider, the sustainer, the maintainer of the entire creation. How could you be fed? He say, my servant such and such was hungry. He was in need of food and you didn't provide that. Had you visited and provided food, SubhanAllah, you would have found me there. And so on and so forth, providing to others food, drink, visiting the sick and bring necessity to those who are in desperate need is absolutely a big pillar or a big part of our lifestyle as believers. In fact, SubhanAllah Azim, one of the pillars of Islam, one of the foundations of our deen is based on serving others. Now, I want you to guess, what is this pillar? I don't look at the comments, SubhanAllah, forgive me, I'm bombarded with so many cameras in this little studio, so I cannot see the comments now, I can see it later after the live, inshallah. But try to post in the comment, what is that one pillar of Islam which is dependent on serving others? Now, I will give you 10 seconds, inshallah, 10 seconds. One pillar out of the pillars of Islam, its entire purpose is to serve others, SubhanAllah. Huh? Anyone got it right? I hope, inshallah, I will read your comments later on. It is zakah, to take out of your own wealth and to give to those in need. So one, an entire pillar, SubhanAllah, relying on serving other people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, irka'u, O you who believe, bow down, wasjudu, and prostrate, wa'budu rabbakum, and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa'fa'alu al-khayr, and do good actions, meaning through service. But how will you do good actions? Yani, you will go and wear clothes and that's a good action? No, doing good actions is always pertaining to helping other people who are in need. You know, when we look, subhanAllah, we mentioned this in another episode, that the Prophet ﷺ encouraged us to look at those who are less fortunate than ourselves. Because when we do that, we feel for them and reach out to them and support them in whatever capacity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this ayah, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ. Why? Why should we do that? Why should we engage in serving others? لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. If you wanted to be successful, if you want to attain success in this dunya and the next, اِفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ. Engage in serving humanity through good actions. Subhanallah al-Azim. Let's get a little bit deeper into the topic, inshallah. Sometimes material act of worship, like giving zakah, giving sadaqah, feeding the poor and the needy, becomes a substitute for a physical act of worship. Physical act of worship, like fasting, we experience hunger, we experience thirst. SubhanAllah, as I'm talking to you now, and I believe most of us, when we start talking too much during the day of Ramadan, you start feeling dry, you start feeling like, you know, you really wanted to experience those beautiful sips of cold waters and so on. But physically, we get tired, SubhanAllah. But sometimes there are sickness that will prevent us from fasting. So there are permanent sicknesses and there are temporary illnesses. Now, if you are sick temporarily, that, you know, a phase and will pass, inshallah ta'ala, then the days that you have missed during your fasting can be substituted later. You can make them up later, inshallah ta'ala, when you gain your strength, when you regain your strength. But how about those permanent illnesses that you can't, medically it's impossible for you to fast, otherwise you may die or your health may become even more deteriorated. In those situations, you are required to do what? To feed other people, to serve others, subhanAllah al-Azim. To serve others by breaking their fast so that you can gain the same reward of those who have fasted. So sometimes material act of worship like sadaqah, like giving, serving others, becomes a substitute for a physical act of worship. Look at to what extent. Allah is telling us what? Just because you are sick doesn't mean that you cannot serve others and do good actions. SubhanAllah al-Azim. SubhanAllah al-Azim. You know, in Medina, the man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, Abasa wa tawalla, he frowned. You know, the Abdullah ibn Maktoum, the blind man who came to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ frowned because he interrupted a conversation, an important conversation. SubhanAllah, this same man, the Prophet ﷺ will assign him to lead Medina, the entire city of Medina, when the Prophet ﷺ is abroad for war or for some, you know, troubles. Can you imagine? What is the message here? That just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken your eyesight, it doesn't mean that you are not an effective member in the community, an effective member in the society. And he's not doing that just, you know, because the man is blind and that's it, he feels pity for him or something. No, he's also qualified, he's intelligent, he has a leadership quality. So all the combinations are there. But the point is, just because you're blind doesn't mean that you just sit there and wait, you know, for death. You must be an effective member of the community. You must serve others. Allahu Akbar. Sadaqatul Fitr, another act of worship, subhanAllah ta'ala, an act of ibadah based on serving others. You know, last 10 days of Ramadan or before Eid, we have to give Sadaqatul Fitr to those who are, and subhanAllah, Sadaqatul Fitr is for every member in the family, even if they are infants, subhanAllah. So we are teaching from young age our children that, hey, serving the community is a lifestyle. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whosoever helped those people out of the difficulties in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help them out of their own difficulties on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Yani, you, Allah's intervention on the day of judgment to help you out of your difficulties, because all of us are in desperate need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help on the day of judgment. All of us, with no exception. So what is the key? What is the secret to that gate? Is to serve people today and to help them to get out of the difficulty. The Prophet ﷺ said what? Irhamu man fil ardi, yarhamukum man fil samaa. Have mercy on the people in this dunya, so that the one in heaven, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may have mercy in exchange of you helping others and having mercy on them and showing them kindness and showing them that they are also human beings like yourselves. They deserve to live with dignity and respect. SubhanAllah, Allah in return will show you mercy, inshallah ta'ala, on the day of judgment. My brothers and sisters in Islam, finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, swearing by time, by the token of time, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. Mankind by default is in a state of loss. We're all doomed, my brothers and sisters in Islam. No exception. Except there are now people who will have an exception to that rule. Who are these people? Those who have faith. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and do righteous actions. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ and exert each other to the truth. They call one another for the truth. They help each other and guided one another for the truth and exert each other to patience and perseverance when things become difficult. Service as a lifestyle. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a huge heart that will be, inshallah ta'ala, capable of providing service to humanity at large. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. May Allah bless you and reward you all. Don't forget, my brothers and sisters, to share the video with your circles, inshallah, around. Don't forget to visit the Aware Academy YouTube channel and click subscribe for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake so that our videos can reach to as many people as possible. Jazakumullahu khairan. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.